then answered her discreet Telemachus. "Yes, stranger, I will plainly tell you all. My mother says I am his child. I myself do not know, for no one ever yet knew his own parentage. Yet would I were the son of some blessed man on whom old age had come amongst his own possessions. But now, the man born most ill-fated of all humankind, of him, they say, I am, since this you ask me." Then said to him the goddess, clear-eyed Athena, "Surely the gods meant that your house should never lack when they allowed Penelope to bear a son like you. But now, declare me this, and truly tell, what means the feast? What company is this? And what do you do here? Is it a drinking bout or wedding? It surely is no festival at common cost. How rude they seem, and wanton, feasting about the hall. A decent man must be indignant who comes and sees such outrage." Then answered her discreet Telemachus, "Stranger, since now you ask of this and question me, in former days this house bade fair to be wealthy and esteemed, so long as he was here. But the hard-purposed gods then changed their minds and shut him from our knowledge more than all men beside. For were he dead, I should not feel such grief if he had fallen among comrades in the Trojan land, or in the arms of friends when the skein of war was wound. Then would the whole Achaean host have made his grave, and for his son in after days a great name had been gained. Now, silently, the robber winds have swept him off. Gone is he, past all sight and hearing, and sighs and sorrows he has left to me. Yet now I do not grieve and mourn for him alone. The gods have brought me other sore distress, for all the nobles who bear sway among the islands, Dulichian, Sema, and woody Zacynthus, and they who have the power in rocky Ithaca, all woo my mother and despoil my home. She neither declines the hated suit, nor has she power to end it, while they, with feasting, impoverish my home, and soon will bring me also to destruction.